I felt so grateful to be a part of this historic day. There was a sense of just palpable joy and excitement on the Senate floor, you know, as we all were voting for her confirmation. You know that a lot of times on the Senate floor, senators are coming and going. There's a lot of things going on. It is rare that everyone sits in their seat and focuses on the job that we have to do at hand. And, of course, that happened today with Justice Jackson's confirmation. And it was so exciting to have Vice President Harris presiding over the Senate for this historic day. And I couldn't help but remembering how just earlier this week I had a chance to sit down and meet personally with now Justice Jackson and visit with her a little bit. And that was, she's such an impressive person. I couldn't be more happy.
Can you put it a little bit into context for me, the significance of having this happen in 2022, a black woman to the Supreme Court?
Well, the Supreme Court has never had a black woman serve. The first woman to ever serve on the Supreme Court was Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, and that was several decades ago. With Judge Jackson, Justice Jackson, now on the Supreme Court, it will be the first time that we don't have a majority of white men on the court. Her qualifications and also the breadth of her personal experience as a federal public defender, as a judge with significant trial court experience, I think means that she's going to be so grounded in the real lives of people as she takes on this this mammoth job. It did have a feeling of a real sense of history. And could I also just say that it was wonderful that she received bipartisan support. I, of course, wish that it had been greater, but I'm going to just find joy in the moment of knowing that she received support from both sides of the aisle.
And I certainly don't want to do anything to diminish that joy, but I do know that during the course of her confirmation hearings, Republicans were hammering her a bit for her past record, particularly with regard to child pornography cases. She's going to be sitting on the Supreme Court now, and the goal of the Supreme Court justices is to not be political. Do you foresee that being a successful endeavor for Justice Jackson moving forward, considering the partisan hounding that she took in the confirmation hearings?
Well, Justice Jackson is resoundingly not a political person. And so I think that will be, she doesn't have to lead any part. She doesn't need to leave any partisan politics behind as she takes on this role of being a neutral arbiter of the facts and the law. The attacks that she sustained in the Judiciary Committee hearing were unfounded. They were debunked, these attacks that she sustained, even by conservative members of the press. She was attacked for being soft on criminals, yet she, yet she had the support of major law enforcement organizations, including the Fraternal Order of Police and the U.S. attorneys of this country. So I think she showed the way she handled those attacks, how she can rise above it. And I know that as she goes forward, she'll remain neutral. I asked her actually about this question. I asked her how she would entertain requests for her to speak and how she would make decisions about what audiences she would speak before. Of course, we have a sitting Supreme Court Justice in Amy Coney Barrett who has gone to speak and appear at political events next to the majority leader the minority leader now, Mitch McConnell. And she said that she loves to speak, especially to students. I mean, Justice Jackson said, I love to speak, especially to student groups and to law schools. And she said, I anticipate that those would be the kinds of audiences that I would speak before.
Again, Senator Smith, I can't thank you enough for being available on this historic day so soon after a historic vote. Any other thoughts before we say goodbye today?
Well, I would just say that as I looked around the floor of the Senate as we were waiting for the final vote to be tallied, there were more than a few of us that were wiping tears of joy away from our eyes. It was a wonderful day.